Welcome to Ed Gaines Radio. Let's go straight to Vinny Del Negro, who is a guy that's probably traveling as much or more than anybody in the country covering the NBA and the Suns, who are the hottest team in the NBA. Vinny, how are you?
Great to see you, Nick. I'll talk to you, Nick. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I wish we had some of you guys in our production room. I think we'd be in a lot better shape. Hey, listen, let's start with you guys. What has been the biggest change in the last 3 weeks that has led you to 10 straight wins and has shown Amari Stoudemire to, if not be at the old Amari level, certainly close to it?
Well, he's getting there. I think he's got a little bit more work to do, and obviously, you know, you always want to continue to improve. Obviously, the better individuals and players get, the better the team is overall. So there's improvement, but I think overall, I think the guys now have just gotten a little bit used to each other. We started off slow. Our schedule was very difficult early, trying to incorporate Amari, trying to, you know, brought in Jalen Rose, didn't have a lot of practice time. The schedule freed up a little bit. We got some good practice time under our belt, and we started playing better, especially in the fourth quarter. We gave up a lot of big leads, which we've been known to do, but I think we've buckled down at both ends a little bit, and we've come out with some good victories. But the schedule's gotten a little bit easier, but I think we're playing a lot better. Guys understand their roles a little bit better, and chemistry is very important. Obviously, having the talent is important, but having guys that work well together, understanding their roles, is obviously a big key.
Well, we had James Jones on the show last week, and I thought we'd have his comment about what Amari does, because I felt that, of course, the defense has been an issue in terms of toughness in the paint when people drive. Here's James Jones, who is one of the more interesting interviews we've had lately.
I mean, Amari, he's a beast. I mean, he may be lean, he may be light, he may not be, you know, traditional center at 280 pounds, but he's strong, he's powerful, and he's fierce in the basket. And that's the element that we were missing last year against Dallas and in the playoffs against the Lakers and the Clippers. And with him, I don't think we need a big bruiser. As long as Amari's not in foul trouble, as long as he's healthy and Sean is down there tandem with him, I mean, we have enough weapons to get it done.
You know, what about the combination of Sean Marion and Amari Stoudemire now as opposed to 2 years ago? Just how much stronger is that combination?
Well, I mean, you always, you know, the longer you play together, the more it is. But I think early, you know, with Amari missing all of last season, it takes time to kind of incorporate everything and get used to a rhythm that everybody's involved with. But, you know, Steve Nash running the show, he's been playing great. And we just need to get, you know, continually improve. Obviously, defensively and rebounding has been kind of our Achilles heel a little bit. We have to do a better job there. I think the guys have improved in some areas, but you know, we score the ball. We play an up-tempo game, an entertaining game, but, you know, in a series in terms of the playoffs, which is a long way away, we know we have to get better at both ends, especially defensively, and I think we will. Amari brings another element that we didn't have, that most teams don't have, so as long as he can stay out of foul trouble and he improves defensively along with everybody as a team and as a unit, obviously we like our chances.
One thing I found interesting on this Eastern road trip is one would think that after that incredible shootout against the Nets that you guys would have been worn out, but you had a great game against the Celtics. You continued to play well. You continued to play well, as you said, in the fourth quarter. Conditioning, as James Jones talked about it, that seems to be part of the issue in a style of offense, a style of playing that is so aggressive, and yet your conditioning seems to be a pretty good factor.
Well, when you get, you know, you kind of get used to it. You know, your body kind of starts to becoming familiar with that type of fatigue. And, you know, I like when teams try to run with us. And obviously you see us, you know, pull away a lot in the third and fourth quarter lately. And that's because I think our style, teams can stay with it for a while. But if you're not used to running and scoring at that pace, eventually your legs are going to get a little fatigued. Your shot's going to be a little bit off. And then we're going to make our running and put three or four quick hoops together, and all of a sudden you look up and you're playing well, but you're still down 10 points. So we've done a better job in the fourth quarter. I think early on we might have been a little fatigued and we weren't able to do that in the fourth quarter, and we were playing a little bit of better teams. We're on this East Coast swing. Obviously, we have a tough game tonight against Orlando, who's played very well. Dwight Howard and Grant Hill are strong players. So we'll have our work cut out for us, but we'll keep the pace. Nash will keep on pushing it. Guys are used to it. And obviously we have to make shots when we play that pace, but defense and rebounding has been a focus, and it will always be a focus.
Now, Dwight Howard, to me, is an interesting figure for the very reason that he's one of those people that has grown into being more of the dominant classic big man. How do you see this matchup between Amari and Dwight Howard tonight?
Well, it's you got two of the best young players in the league, no question. Dwight Howard, physically, I've seen him a couple times the last few weeks, and he runs, he blocks shots, his offense is improved. He's only 21 years old. He's just a beast up front. He's only going to get better. His offense will improve. His footwork will improve. But Amari's got the power. Amari's a little older, a little bit more polished offensively. But Amari, continually will improve. I think another month or two, he'll be back to full strength in terms of his conditioning and the speed of the game. And he's played really well, and I'm proud of him in the way he's worked. But there's always room for improvement for everybody, not just Amari. So Dwight Howard and him will go at it tonight, but I think it should be an interesting matchup. We'll try to force the pace. The Magic will get out and run when they have it. Otherwise, they like to pound it into Dwight, get the double team, and work off the big guy. So it'll be interesting what happens.
Let's look at that team that has surprised a lot of people, although I imagine at least half of it is that the L.A. Lakers have played the most home games, 15, in the league. They're 12-3 at home, but they've also played the fewest road games as well. Luke Walton has been great. Lamar Odom has assumed more of a leadership factor. What about Kobe and this L.A. team?
Well, I think, you look at it, and you know what you're going to get from Kobe, and you know what you're going to get pretty much. Lamar Odom, I think, is not... is tried to score the ball more and hasn't really just fed Kobe all the time. His numbers are up. Andrew Bynum, a young player, has really definitely improved and made an impact there. Kwame Brown coming back from injury. So they have some size, they have some big guys, and they're feeding all that off that right now. And they're one of the surprise teams for me, but when you have Kobe on the court, anything is possible. He's that good of a player.
Well, when we come back, if you could stay with us just for the first couple minutes, Vinny, want to hear about your take on one of the surprising young teams with Jerry Sloan, one of the older, more experienced coaches in Utah, with Kirilenko and company. We'll be right back on Head Games Radio. Then we'll go to our good friend Len Dawson from inside the NFL for 24 years, and we'll be joined by Sam Huff and Bob Glauber as well. You're listening to Head Games on Sports Byline Network and Sirius Channel 122.